that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. It has rolled around again. It is June 30th, 2012. And this is Saturday morning. Coffee with the Wranglers, and this is Radio Ranch Wrangler Kyle, and I want to say Richard ain't going to be with us this morning. He's got other things going on, but we got the other two guys with us. Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir.
And John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I can actually hook people up. Haven't I came a long ways in a year, guys?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd put it that way or not.
John, you want to open up in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly, Lord, and we just ask that you guide and direct us, grant us wisdom, grant us the words that you want your people to hear, Lord. Pray that you'd bring to our minds the thoughts that you want us to portray. Pray for your blessings on today's gathering. Pray that it would be a blessing to your people, and that it would curse those that are the cursed ones. Pray for all the firefighters that are out there, Lord, today battling these blazes, not only in Colorado, but all across the West. Pray protection for them. Pray protection for your people, for their property and their families. Pray that your will would be done in all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, why don't you guys start out? Jason, why don't you start out this morning?
Start out. Well, it just seems like there's a lot of things going on. You look at this Obamacare, and it was what was interesting to me is how many people were shocked that it passed.
I know.
I talked to I don't know how many people that says they quoted it the same thing. I can't believe that this passed. I can't believe that they did this and this happened. And it was, to me, it was like a slap in the face. It caught me off guard almost every time I heard it. I'm like, you look around at everything that's going on, and you have a hard time believing that they passed this. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, I've been really encouraged about the series that we're playing, America the Conquered. From the
Jason's list. Getting quieter all the time. Can you turn him up a little bit?
Yeah. Working on
it. Go ahead, Jason.
You know, I've been really encouraged about this this series that we've been playing from the LaPorte Church of Christ on America the Conquered. Being seen for the first time on
him
video.
Totally. If you can hear me, I can't hear him.
Yeah, he's there. I don't know why you can't hear him.
Huh? Okay. Well.
Go ahead, Jason.
But anyway, you know, it shows what happens when a nation is conquered. When you get a nation that's conquered, you can change whatever you want. You can come in and you can replace that nation's religion. You can take over that nation's healthcare system, and you can take over different aspects when a nation is conquered. And that's what we're experiencing. We're experiencing them dealing, our enemies dealing with a nation that is conquered. And
yeah.
Why should we be surprised when they come over and increase taxes when they say that they're not going to, and you know, put all these more laws and burdens upon a people? That's what happens every time a nation is conquered. That's what
yeah.
takes place in warfare.
Another series that comes to mind is Whores Galore in America.
Yeah, that's a fantastic series. I mean, that ties in. Hopefully we'll be getting to that series down the road, but, you know, you look at what happens, and what is happening right now, it's happening because we are a conquered nation.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's funny that you brought up, you know, you thought it kind of comical, people's responses. Well, I listened to a little far-right radio, I don't know, it was yesterday or the day before, you know, after it passed anyway. And the far-right, I mean, it is comical. You know, they're doing the same thing. They can't believe it passed. But what they really can't believe is that the judge didn't follow the rules. That he went out of these rules, you know, and he didn't follow the Constitution, and he didn't do this. And it's like, they even went as far as to say he was lawless. And I'm almost busting out laughing driving out down the road because, you know, it's a lawless system. I mean, it hasn't been lawful for, well, probably ever since it began, you know, because it doesn't.
You think you're going to get a lawful system from this federal court system and these chief justices? Hello?
I mean, I know.
What have they showed us time and time and time again? And especially in the last year and a half, that the people's, that it does not matter what the people want, what the people think, and what they want to do. We had that instance out in California where the people of California wanted to ban these homosexuals from getting all these extra privileges, and the people voted on it and voted it down. And then they get a, you know, Supreme Court justice that the day, the week, I can't remember exactly, before he retires, he goes ahead and passes it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking their middle finger and they're flipping the people off. And
yeah.
They're saying, you know, you want this, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence either. I don't know if you noticed that, but this week on the 25th was the 50th anniversary of when they took prayer out of the school system.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
June 25th, 1962 is when
look
they...
Look what's happened in the last 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, but you realize this is the prayer that they used to pray that brought this controversy up in New York. The prayer which read, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. Can you imagine that? Humility in the country?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine if that was prayed in every school in America today?
Oh, I know. It will be.
People wouldn't be looking, you know, that God has been replaced. You know, back then, 50 years ago, people were looking to something for assistance. They were calling out to their God for assistance, for health, prosperity, and they had it. Now they're looking for a blessing from someplace, but they're not looking to it for God. They're looking to it to their government. And there's just been a transfer of where they put their faith, where they put their fear, where they put their allegiance.
Yep.
Right.
And it's been from one kingdom to another. And it's happened in 50 years.
Yeah.
You look at that prayer. I mean, that prayer is just a perfect example. They've went from one jurisdiction to another.
Yep. And there,
that's what happens when you take prayer.
And then, on top of that, which I think they work hand in hand, you know, then they tax the people. And they, you know, put them as many chains around their neck as they could. Because if you just go back to the Old Testament, which is for our learning, that's exactly what they did. I mean, after the days of Solomon, I mean, I think Solomon started taxing. But after the days of Solomon, you know, Rehoboam and Jeroboam and all that deal, you know, when the house of Israel and the house of Judah basically split up, they were being taxed so heavily, you know, and sin was in the land so heavily, they started worshiping other gods. I mean, it all kind of works together, you know. And like John called me last night to tell me that, you know, Richard probably wasn't going to be with us this morning. Anyway, like you said last night, John, it's, you know, it's, I believe it's to bring about the end of the age. You know, it's to hasten the day of the Lord. And these things have to happen. Not that we want them to happen. Not that we're not supposed to pray that they don't happen. Not that we're not supposed to cry out to the Lord, because we are supposed to cry out to the Lord daily.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, we are living in the last days. You know, how long those last days are, I have no idea. But if you can't see the signs around, you need to wake up. You know, I mean, because they're right upon us. You know.
Yeah. Do you guys remember what? The other thought that came to my mind was, remember how Dad talked about when they first get them into the political system there in Devil City, they have these big parties, you know, and they invite these prostitutes and they get dirt on all these guys, and then they hold that, and it just makes you wonder if they had something on Justice Roberts, you know, where he, you know, oh, you think you're going to vote that way? Guess again. But the problem was, there was a time in America where these judges feared God more than man, and that's not the case anymore.
No, that's not. And, you know, I think it really goes back to sin. You know, what can separate you from the love of God and God? I mean, it's pure lawlessness. It's iniquity. I mean, even those in, what is it, Matthew 7 or whatever, where they say they did all these things in the Lord's name, what did the Lord end up saying to them? You know, basically, I know you not, you workers of iniquity or lawlessness, because they're just in sin. I mean, and that's what it all boils down to in this country. From the time of taking prayer out of schools to whatever it was, it was a form of an act of sin. You know, and whether it's idol worship or what, you know. And,
yeah. Well, you got judges too that don't meet God's qualifications. You know.
No.
We've had our ears tickled, basically, in the political realm, just like the spiritual realm, you know?
We have.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't have any fear of God.
Nope, you're right.
And
that's the main
like
thing.
You said, that, you know, there's a difference when somebody is, you know, partaking in this collapsing system that's going to go down, that we're talking about. You know, when we're talking about these detestable things that are going on, and the day of the Lord is coming, the day of the Lord events are upon us. They're here. And, you know, like Kyle said, we don't know how long that day of the Lord is. We don't know how long it's drawn out. The design behind it is to get people to repent, for God to get their attention. And how many come around during that time? I sure haven't got a clue. But I know that for us as Christians, we want to be marked separate. We want to be seen as something different.
Absolutely.
When the Lord does return.
Yep.
And, you know, I know that there's people that use it almost as a Oh, it's like they're trying to hide from it, and they'll sit back and they'll say, "Well, I don't want to pray against it. Pray for God to stop any of these things because, you know, they're hastening the day of the Lord." Yes, they are, but the day of the Lord is upon us, and if you're not praying against some of the things that are coming down, how are you any different?
Right.
The masses.
Right. In fact, you know, I mean, basically that's like saying, well, I'm not going to let my light shine, and I'm not going to bear fruit, and I'm not going to be the salt of the earth. I'm not, you know, basically what you're saying is I'm not going to be nothing. You know what I mean? So when somebody looks at you, I mean, not only are we supposed to go around and judge trees by their fruit, which we are, you know, we want to be judged by our fruit too. You know, I mean, I want not only God to see my fruit, that they're good, but I want every man, woman, and child that come across me. You know, I know they don't, because there's lots of times I don't bear good fruit, but I want them to look at me and say, hey, that guy's a fruitful man. You know, now, whether they hate me because of it, that's up to God, or that's up to whoever, but I want them to say, now that guy's doing something. You know, it's like Daniel. Daniel knew the prophecies, but he still prayed every day, you know, for the prophecies to come true. He already knew they were going to come true, but he still did it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that was the power of praying a prophecy.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
It's important, I think, to take the time, because it does take time, to try to learn the scriptures, you know, that are important to you. Like, I've made up my mind, there's certain scriptures that I'm going to learn, and I'm going to be able to recite those whenever I have the opportunity. 2 Chronicles 7:14 and Romans 8:28 and Philippians 4:13, and you know there's others, but when you can do that right without hesitating, people look and they listen. You know, I talked to a lady yesterday. She's you know, a Christian, but a Judeo-Christian, and I said, well, you know, the only way out of this thing is repentance. And she's like, yeah, but there's grace and hope. And I said it's 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust, you know. And then I recited it, and she was like, wow, I never heard that before, you know.
Yeah.
So it's important that you take the time to, as Christians, we take the time to learn that and be a witness, you know.
It is, you know. And
well, very good point. We got that. That's where people need to be, and that's where people have been kept from, and kept from it from the churches. You look
exactly.
At I've been amazed about, you know, what I've heard coming out of these Judeo-Christian churches across this land, and I've often wondered, do people even read their Bible? If people would just read their Bible, they would be able to tell that their preacher is completely full of, well, hot air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean. You know, if they would just try to compare what the guy on the pulpit was saying to the Word of God, which Pastor told them to do all the time, and we should continue to tell people to do that, compare what they say with the Word of God, and you'll know whether they're a man of God or not. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah, if people were in their Bible and reading it and studying it, they would be hanging preachers in the land.
They would. We lose you, John?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard a funny noise, so I thought maybe we lost you.
Yeah, I think I got this stupid swivel thing on my phone, and I think that's the problem. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to go step back a little bit and just, you know, think about Sodom and Gomorrah. How many people were there in Sodom and Gomorrah and were thinking the same thing, that, well, we don't need to do anything. We don't need to, you know, that we're hastening the day of the Lord and not being righteous. We don't need to pray against any of this stuff. We don't need to fight against any of these things. You know, we just need to accept it because the day of the Lord is coming.
Yep.
And the Lord looks down and he doesn't see 10 righteous.
Yeah, but if you were one of the tares, that's what you'd be saying too, you know?
That's the truth, yep.
They follow the father of the devil. But I was going to say, I was reading this article in the couple of the other things that are interesting that I've never even knew, but of course, that banning of the prayer in public school was just the first thing. In 1963, 1 year later, the court banned Bible reading and overturned the state law banning the teaching of evolution. Did you guys know?
I didn't know that, no.
Wow.
Huh. Now that's just what's taught, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I don't send my kids.
I don't think they teach creation at all. I think it was a year or two after that that they allowed the teaching of evolution, and then they banned the teaching of creation.
Yeah. Well, you let the camel's nose under the tent, you know?
That's, yeah.
Time and time again.
Well, the phone number here is 307-745-5913. I'm sure there's somebody out there with a comment about this Obamacare. You know, I mean, I don't know how they can't be. But, it's kind of like going into a, let's say you walk into a King Supers or a Safeway or something, and, you know, you get up to the counter with your stuff, and then they say to you, aren't you going to buy a gallon of milk? And you say, no, I don't want a gallon of milk. And then they'll say, well, then you got to pay $2.50 for the tax for not buying the gallon of milk. That's exactly what the Obamacare is. If you don't buy the Obamacare, the insurance, then they're going to tax you. You know, I don't even know which is going to be higher. The tax is going to be higher for to not have it, or is it going to be higher to buy the insurance? Do you guys know?
Yeah, it starts out fairly reasonable, but then it escalates.
It'll increase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It starts out like, I think, $700 a year if you don't pay the tax. But, you know, the other thing people don't realize is this thing hired 16,000 IRS agents basically to enforce the law, Obamacare. 16,000.
What a system, huh? Babylon is here.
Wow.
Yep.
That is something.
Alive and thriving, huh?
Yeah. Well, the good thing about that horror is going to go down, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the good thing is, too, that these judges, I call them the not-so-Supreme Court judges, they're going to face the day of judgment, too, one of these days. They're supposed to be God-fearing. I was reading the qualifications for a judge, and I doubt if any of them meet it.
Huh.
I don't think they do.
No. And you know, shame on us as a people for putting those people in those positions. But I also was reading about the Constitution and basically that president has so much more power than people realize. You know, and you play games with the devil and you can lose. And we got the abomination of all running the country right now. But then again, God's will be done, you know. If this is what it takes to hasten the day of the Lord, then, hey, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I agree. I'll read. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, yesterday. I tell you what, I it tested my patience. I was in the loading zone at the Home Depot, and they got one of these drive-through lanes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're supposed to, it says, you know, there's big signs all over the place that says, no parking. This is not a parking area. This is a loading zone only. And so I pull up there, and I got a big horse trailer on, and loading stuff in. Got somebody that pulls up behind me, and they're loading their truck in. Go to pull out, and there's this little Datsun pickup truck parked in front of me. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know, here's somebody that is gone. They went in the store shopping. They left their truck parked there. All these signs all over the place. And I'm thinking, you know, how hard is it for this person to read the signs?
That's a shaded parking spot, Jason. What are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then I look down and I see an Obama Biden sticker on the back of the truck. And I realize, okay, they don't see the signs. They can't read. This person is a complete idiot.
Under a spell, yeah. Did you put it in 4-low and push it out of the way?
Oh, man, I came real close to it. And they came back, so I sat there patiently. Well, maybe not so patiently, but I sat there. And leaned up against the truck until they got out of there, because there was nowhere to go. And it was funny, because one of the people from the Home Depot was walking by, and I liked him, and I said, can people read these signs? And the guy, he just shook his head, and he said, I you know, I don't know what's wrong with people. And I said, well, I said, I know what's wrong with this one, and I pointed to the bumper sticker. I said, he is an Obama supporter. And I said, that's just a double witness that this person can't see, can't read the signs. And, you know, they started laughing and they tried to cover it. They didn't want to laugh out loud too loud because they were worried that somebody was going to see, but they laughed and, walked on. So I sat there for another few minutes, and then here comes this person, and it's a Mexican, and a half Mexican, half Chinese person, and they come walking up, and I sat there and I wasn't going to say anything, and I'm like, I just can't help myself, and I pointed to the sign, and I said, this is a no parking area. I said, you're not supposed to park and go shopping in the store. This is a loading zone. And they just kind of looked at me, and then I pointed to their sticker, and I said, and you're an Obama supporter, too? And they didn't say anything, and they got in the truck and drove off. But it was, I don't know, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is hilarious. And it's not just that all of them aren't blind. Some of them just don't care. They can read the signs. They go by a whole different standard of rules than everybody else does. You know, and what we try to go by is, hey, treat your neighbor as you want to be treated. You know, I mean, that's kind of just the standard of life. No matter whether you believe in God or not, that's the standard of life. You know, and they have the complete opposite. I'm going to treat myself better than anybody else, and that's just the way it is. You know, and I see people all the time like parking in wheelchair parkings, you know, and then they get out and practically skip into the store, you know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them, but they don't care, you know. They don't leave that for the elderly or the ones that are crippled or whatever, you know. They don't care.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
It's a different mentality, you know.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Well, you got a whole host of people out there that is all that they're thinking, but they're not going to thinking about our children or our grandchildren or our great-grandchildren or what's going to happen to a nation or a group of people. A lot of them are just out there thinking, what is this going to put in my hand? What's this going to put in my pocket? How is this going to affect me? And Obama was making promises. I know people that have voted for him because they thought that they were going to get more in their pocket from him than they did anybody else.
Yeah.
Or they thought that they were going to get special benefits for this or for that. And it was selfishness. It was out of greed.
It was. You know, and they showed
their
ignorance.
They're looking at the here and the now instead of generational thinking and what is going to happen. You know, not thinking that, hey, my children are going to have to pay for this. My grandchildren are going to have to pay for this.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care, you know, for one. And, you know, I do remember after Obama got voted in, some of the interviews they had with people, and people were actually saying that. It seems like I remember most of them were women, but they were actually saying, well, now, you know, I'm going to have this paid for and that paid for, and it was like hilarious. It was like, are you
I don't have to pay for my rent anymore. I don't have to pay for gas anymore.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're paying now, America.
Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Morning. I'm just trying to, what part of, they will rule over your bodies and your peculiar people, be ye separate. That's why we're supposed to be separate, because they don't have the law on their hearts. We do. They don't have to abide by the law. We do.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. We should be separate. Yep. Just, who is this? What's your first name?
Dennis.
How do you propose your average Israelite Christian does that today?
How do I propose it?
It's tough, ain't it? I mean, other than going off into the woods and living, you know, completely separate, which we all have a little bit of that in us. You know, we would all love to do that. It's just not feasible for so many.
The only problem is if you do that, you know what happened to Randy Weaver.
Yeah, I mean, everything's possible, you know, if God allows it. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. But I mean, we're definitely neck deep in Babylon.
That's neck deep. I think we're covered under.
Well, I'm not covered under. You know, we're covered
by the blood of Christ.
Absolutely, we're still in the kingdom. It's just not a physical kingdom right now, but it will be someday. But
yeah,
we are in the kingdom. Yep.
No, I'm just saying that the country, as far as the country, it's going to have to be flushed because there's no way that we can do anything or correct it. It's out of our hands. It's totally in the Lord's. Our sins have put us in this position, and it's up to Jesus to.
And he will. Yep.
Oh, he will. Yeah. Yep.
I mean,
well, that's what we're trying to do is warn those that can repent to repent, and those that can't, then too bad, you know.
Yeah, you look at what happens is you get, you know.
I just wanted to, and they will rule over your bodies, and that's exactly what this Obamacare is going to do.
Yeah.
And it's not really Obamacare. It's the same thing that they tried to push through on us 20 years ago.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Carla, I'm going to let you go because we got some feedback, and you and Jason can't hear each other. So thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. Can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he couldn't hear a word you were saying, so go ahead. Start over.
Oh, well, you get we're in the position because of our forefathers, sins of the forefathers. They've failed to heed to different commandments like this. They allowed these things to come in. And when you have the sin brings on the wrath of God. When the wrath of God comes upon a nation, there's a time period where you have to suffer the consequences for that sin. And the consequences are designed to get people to turn back to their God.
They are.
Yep.
Yep. Just like in the days of Egypt. Yep.
Well, we've been in 2 Peter 3, 7 through 12 for a while, but the part that keeps getting to me is you look at the fire there in Colorado Springs. In 5 minutes, that fire moved 3 miles and overtook 350 homes. Now, there's one death right now, but, you know, you talk about a merciful God. Talk about, that could have been, that's a miracle that only one person died in that fire, and only one person died up here in the fire we had up here. But the scripture that comes to mind is 2 Peter 3, 7 and 8, But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So to me, this is a wake-up call. Right now it's property, but the next time it's lives,
Mm-hmm. It is a wake-up call. To be a wake-up, just like all the fires they've had in California before and all the disasters, the tornadoes that swept through, the Midwest and the Mideast. I mean, it's just, those are all warning signs, and didn't you write an article called Warning Signs, Jason?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what they are, and some people see them, but most people, they're oblivious to them.
Right.
And they don't thank God, they don't pray to God, they'll thank the firefighters, and not that they shouldn't be thanked, but I mean that's what you read all over all over your area down there when you drive down the roads. It's thank you firefighters, thank you fire, and I don't think it's not that they shouldn't do that. It's just like thank you God, shouldn't that be the most? I mean the firefighters are out there doing their job, and I mean and frankly I know a few firefighters and they wait for fires because they love fighting fires. So I would more be apt to thank God for sparing my home and keeping the fire away from my home than I would be the guy that's making so many dollars an hour. And even the volunteer firemen make money. So it's not like, you know, it's like, okay, let's get the priority straight. Let's write thank God everywhere, or thank Jesus Christ, or, you know, get your priority straight. And yes, you should thank the guys that's out there, you know, doing the dirty work, you know, making the lines and all that stuff. But people don't do that. They don't even think about doing that.
You know what's sad is it's only in the last 10 years that even Christians that used to proclaim Christ and God, they think twice about the consequences of being politically correct.
They do.
That's how sad it's gotten in this country.
Well, it's like the guy Jason talked to at Home Depot, the guy that worked there. I mean, yeah, he smiled, but he tried to fight it off because it wasn't, Jason didn't say a politically correct thing.
Right, because he could lose his job if he speaks against the anointed one or whatever.
Yep. Well, I'm going to read a scripture that kind of, the caller got me thinking about it, and it's in Revelation 6, verse 9 through 11. It says, "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." And, you know, I don't know about you, but I think we're in that little season, you know, and I think it's just about to come. And he's going to come back. I mean, you can skip ahead to Revelations 19, I don't know, 11 through 14 or 11 through 16 or something. And when he comes back, and all those armies of saints come back with him, you know, that's what we're waiting for. You know, it doesn't mean our job is nothing. Our job is everything while we're living here. But that's coming, and we should hasten the day, and we should pray for that day, and we should say, how long, O Lord? You know, and we should let people know. We should put out the warnings and spread the gospel and try to get as many people into the body of Christ, into, you know, become a saint as we possibly can. I mean, we have such a huge job to do, but yet we are waiting for that day, you know.
Yeah. Well, on another note, I was reading another story that really made me mad, but our enemy, you know, they play chess and we play checkers, so one of the headlines is the converted atheist blogger describes reconciling with her newfound faith and with being a bisexual. You know, so people rejoice that this is now she's turned from being a atheist to being a Christian, supposedly, but she's also proclaiming that she's a bisexual. So
wow.
Just another example of Babylon and
double thing.
Son of hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a fact. You know, if anybody has a chance out there to read the book of Jasher and read about Nimrod, and, well, read the Old Testament first about Nimrod, everywhere you can find it, and figure out just watch the similarities to Babylon and watch it grow. I mean, it's uncanny. I mean, I remember the first time I read the book of Jasher, you know, and Pastor always said he didn't believe it was an inspired book. But he thought it was a good history book, you know, and as far as he could tell, there wasn't too many contradictions in there with the Bible. And it's one of the, other than the Bible itself, it's one of the best reads I've ever read in my life, because it's a man's book. It's a book about war. It's a book about, you know,
it's a book about our people.
Absolutely. It's a history book. Yep. And it is, you know, it fills in the gaps, so to speak, because there is some gaps, you know. And talks about Nimrod, who was the builder of Babylon, you know. And to me, it helps to know, you know, it helps to know how people get there and how people got there in the past, and how God's gonna get them out, you know. Anyway, I just was thinking about that. I thought it's a great book to get it. And I don't remember what it goes for, but we sell it here, and I know we don't make much of a profit on it just for posting and handling. But if you call the office, we got it, and it's one of the best books I think anybody could read other than the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah, the thing we need to remember, too, is when we started this, not we, but when the Holy Spirit brought it to Dad to do this DC Street sorcery and expose this sorcery and these spells, and then the prayers that we prayed fervently against it and that things would be exposed, that's really when this Washington, D.C. started coming apart. So, you know, God is listening to his people as they cry out. That's what we have to remember.
He is, and he uses us to fulfill prophecy. You know, I mean, it's like, what was that series he brought out about prophecy? Prophecy of past, prophecy of present, prophecy of future. We want to be the people of prophecy of present. You know.
Yeah.
I mean that because
we want to bring those that bring prophecy to pass.
Well, yeah, that's what we want to be. Absolutely. Here we go.
We want to make it to the first resurrection.
Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning, men. You're morning. You're being faithful and continuing to be part of the 1% that's on the internet and on shortwave and elsewhere that espouses righteousness. But I need to call to your attention some signs that you can read yourself that God is working through two groups of people, especially in this country, that emanate, their headquarters is in Washington, D.C., the Devil City.
Mm-hmm.
And they have accomplished some great things that you haven't heard about on the media. The media has blacked it out. These people, if you read their words, listen to their videos. Like the governor of New Jersey, he depends on the Lord Jesus Christ for
his
power.
He proclaims homosexuality too, so he does not.
I hadn't heard that.
He does not speak against homosexuality. Yeah, I used to think Chris Christie was a good man too, but let me tell you something. He's just a wolf in sheep's clothing, just like the rest of them.
I'm glad you told me that. I was amazed at what I heard, his speeches. So that scratch him.
Yeah, and, see, you got to remember that they will not risk their position for Christ. You see what I'm saying? They always look at the political correct aspects. So they may be in agreement with one or two things, but they do not follow the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 100%.
Well, let's talk about real victory, which is still accessible in this country. You know, the voting system is entirely electronic and controlled.
Oh, yeah.
However, the state, local elections, they do still now have a paper trail in many states. So the state of Wisconsin, as this is a monumental event pointing that this country is changing directions towards
Scott Walker.
Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, they tried to recall him. The unions spent $70 million in that little state, and this is money that they had extracted because of the lack of a law. They've gotten the law passed in every state, and what it is, a person is required to do exactly what Kyle was talking about. They don't want to gallon of milk, but the unions have it that if they don't join the union, they're required to pay the dues. And then, so the blood money is being extracted from people, except now in Wisconsin and 23 other states, the citizens have risen up and they have made it what they call a right to work without having blood sucked from you by the union thugs. And they're all criminals because the Supremes have issued a law back in 1948. I mean, nothing is new. Yes, we're conquered and have been, as Pastor Peters and you men are pointing out so ably in the America the Conquered series, which Jason is running. It's perfect. I mean, it's really great. So they issued a law that a union can legally use violence, murder, anything they want to intimidate people to join the union, as long as it's a legitimate cause of having. You can read the law that, well, it's a ruling by the Supremes, and these people are moving to get that overturned, and it's a source of tremendous income, billions of dollars, for these liberal criminals that have conquered, and they are just thugs. And having been in many unions, unfortunately, I didn't join them willingly, because they were thugs, and they tried to eliminate me for speaking up, believe me. So I'm experienced with it. And but the sign is, yes, we're conquered. You've established that. And people don't want to admit it, but you've established it. And, however, let's establish that God is moving through certain people in this country. And I thought Chris Christie was one of them, but I can see now he's just a false leader, a goat, leading the sheep down to the slaughterhouse, just like the rest
right.
of them.
You got to remember that rat poison is 2% poison, you know?
Right. Yes, I'm aware of that, but I never heard what you had said.
Yeah, well,
that
let me into
homosexual.
It. The truth of the matter is Doug Nelson might know better living there in Wisconsin, but the Walker, I don't know. You know, like you say, he's shown some good fruits, but the thing is, if a man will actually stand on the Word of God 100%, proclaim Jesus Christ as the King, I think God will reward that. But they always whore themselves.
Well, they might not mention that they're operating in his name. And the fact that the media blacks out these people, they haven't apparently blacked out Christie, though, like they have Scott Walker. Yes, I'm glad that you're aware of what happened there. Because
yeah, but look, you got a Mormon running for president. They're talking about putting a foreigner in for vice president, so, you know.
What's new?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. We are conquered.
The will of God is
going to
be done, period. There's going to be a remnant that survives, and those are the ones that are going to be faithful, maybe to the death. You know, we don't know. We may have to proclaim Jesus Christ to the death, and if we do, so be it.
Let me ask you this. Is it possible that God is gathering a group of Gideons that don't know they're Gideons, and they're going to start the ascension of godly, righteous people to power again in this country? Is that
that's very possible? But that's what Pastor Peter so named a group of men, the Gideon Elite Warriors, and that's what we're trying to do, is fulfill what that promise is, the Gideon Elite. But whether God chooses to use us in that way, we don't know. We do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do.
Yes, amen.
No matter what the consequences, and when men come to that point, when they don't care about their job, they don't care about their position, they don't care about their wealth, and they're willing to proclaim the truth no matter what, which is what our pastor did and paid a price for it, then God will hear. 2 Chronicles 7:14, when my people, not every people, my people, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
But you'll agree the other races have people that love God in them too, right?
Yeah, they have people that love God, and yeah.
And the Lord Jesus wants them joined with us to turn this thing around, and he we to pre- prepare the bed, you know, the seed bed here, when he does come, that righteousness will be on earth as it is in heaven. I agree. But is it possible these signs, like this group has won two more states in the past year to the legislatures have passed, the governors have signed the right to work, which pulls the tubing out of many workers' veins. And it shows also, the stats show that these states that go to the right to work, the productivity and the investment in those states automatically just goes up because the workers have been set free from that one parasitic thing. Now, they've got...
But the way out of this isn't the political system.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? The way out of this is to humble ourselves and pray.
Right. And God will guide each one that does that. But let me ask you this. Could this Obamacare be something that is replacing the thug's ability to connect to everybody's veins and suck blood? It's just it's substituting for their current tremendous income in billions, political billions. And
It opens the floodgates to whatever the government can do to tax you any way they want and affect your health if you choose to go in the healthcare system.
But you're required to pay that tax for the gallon of milk, whether you want it or not. Is this similar to the laws that were passed, and we're seeing people in states rise up to invoke the right to work through the legislatures and governors? There still seems to be the right to vote is still in many states where the people speak for righteousness and they...
We know by history, Bible history, you're never going to vote your way out of Babylon. It's everybody knows this is a system, this is a whorehouse. Don't go into a whorehouse to try to make the whorehouse better. This you're going to go about it all wrong because we have the history that proves it. Now, it might be in the physical, but what it's going to be is it's going to be a battle. It's going to, you bring them at my feet and you slay them. You know, it's going to be that, whether that's spiritual or physical, I'm not quite exactly sure. Maybe it's both. You know, we are not going to vote our way out. We're not going to go down into the whatever you would call the adult bookstore and correct the systems of the world. And that's
why... Got to burn it down.
That's exactly. You got to destroy it. It has to be destroyed, you know. And anyway, we got a lot of other callers, so
that was great.
Appreciate
you've
it.
Given me thought. A lot of good admonition here, and I appreciate it very, very
thank
much.
You.
You got
thank
it.
Bye.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Tim. I'm calling from the road, and I just thought of the sermon that Pastor Peters preached, where he played the part of Pharaoh, and he went back and forth. I don't know if you guys remember that particular sermon. It was, you know, Pharaoh wasn't interested in a million petitions and wasn't interested in whatever, right? I mean, it was hilarious. You're absolutely right. It's just ridiculous that we're going to be able to, like, you know, change the system through the system. I mean, we're going to change the system by the mercy.
Here's how it's going to be changed, Tim. There's going to be a rapture. And it's going to be a rapture of the tares. They're going to be bound and bundled, and they're going to be destroyed. And that's the only way that we're going to get the kingdom of God the way everybody wants it here on earth. That's
amen.
It, you know. And pray to God right now that we help fulfill the prophecy and let it come to pass. Like Jason was saying, prophecy, we want to be those people that bring prophecy to pass. We want to see the tares bound and bundled and the snakes crushed and, you know, that's what we want. That's where we're going. You know, that's how we were taught, you know, by the Word of God and by the good teacher that we had, Pastor Peters, you know. Anyway.
Amen, brother. Amen. You're absolutely right. That's what you said. It's beautiful and absolutely right.
All right. Thanks, Tim. I'm going to try to get the other caller on real quick.
Thanks, Tim.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Robert from New York.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, John. Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Doing good, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the T-shirt. The Dragon Slayer turned out real well.
Those are neat, huh?
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, excellent.
Make it quick, Robert. We're running out of time.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. I noticed that the LaPorte Church, you advertise in the American Free Press.
Yep.
You put an ad in there. But anyway, the reason is that the Free Press, they have an article. It's called Playing God. That's the title of it. And underneath the subtitle, latest a spat of wildfires are blamed on cloud cedars. Now, they're reporting that a lot of these fires in Colorado is because of the cloud seeding that's going on. Most of the fires are on the east side of the Continental Divide. And what's going on is that they're shooting these clouds for the ski resorts so that there's a lot of moisture. But on the east side of the Continental Divide, it's very dry. So they attribute, if you read this article, it's interesting. They're blaming the drought on the cloud seeding for the resort.
Yeah, instead of God, huh?
Yeah. It's just an interesting article if you want to just read. I don't know, for what it's worth. It's just a different view on it.
Well, thanks, Robert. Hey, if you get a chance to call back next Saturday, call back. We're down to like 2 minutes, so we need to close out.
Okay, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks, Robert.
You got any closing comments, Jason?
No, I couldn't hear the last two callers, so I'm kind of...
All you got to hear was me rant and rave, huh?
Yep.
All right.
We talked about those being a part of those that bring prophecy to pass. Obadiah 1:18. Then the house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau will be a stubble.
Amen.
And they will
be like a
wildfire and consume them, so that they will be no survivor of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. Now that's a prophecy.
Now that is.
Let Jacob, that's us.
Yep.
Let us be that fire.
Amen to that. That's great.
Let me invite everybody to church real quick.
Okay. Go ahead. We still got a little time. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I get to invite people to church. Okay. Well, join us for church tomorrow from the LaPorte Church of Christ in LaPorte, Colorado. The Door, which is very interesting because I was thinking about the scriptures this week that says, I think it's in Matthew, that says, I stand near the door.
Yep.
And talks about a consuming fire. And, you know, the door is what LaPorte means. And so you can come to the LaPorte Church of Christ and join us for church. We're going to have one from the archives, another powerful message that's never been seen before on video. And so join us for that special treat. We'll get started tomorrow at 10 o'clock Mountain Time with a scriptural insight and study by Radio Ranch Wrangler Kyle. And then we're going to have another timeless pulpit truth message. So we do encourage you to join us by going to scripturesforamerica.org or sfaw.org. And we'll be streaming that on the Internet, live video feed there on the website if you'd like to join us. And if you don't have Internet and can't get it, there's a lot of people that are on the DVD church ministry. If you'd like to receive that, just write to us. We'll send you one, and you can try that out. I know there's been a lot of people that have been ordering these past messages on, you know, like the King versus King series, where we've been sending them that pulpit truth message that was preached, you know, almost 30 years ago, and how it is so applicable to the times that we're living in. And they're ordering those and sharing those with others. So we do encourage you to do that. Go to our website, scriptures4america.org. And, folks, we do thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank
you. It was fun.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.